This is Jay Shetty from On Purpose with Jay Shetty. Push it, bend it, flex it. Introducing the latest rule-bending innovation from Brooks Running, the new Glycerin Flex. Feel the freedom with a cushioned shoe made to move with you so that you can bend or flex the rules. Brooks' new strategically segmented midsole works as an extension of your body, putting you in control of the run like never before. Want to feel the best parts of your run? Flex the rules in the new Glycerin Flex. Let's run there. Shop now at brooksrunning.com.
This is Adam Devine.
And Blake Anderson.
And Anders Holm.
From This Is Important. Let's talk about Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's not widely talked about, and some men may feel reluctant to bring it up, but is more common than you'd think.
PD can happen when scar tissue builds up under the skin of the penis, causing a curve with a bump during an erection that for some men may lead to pain during intimacy and impact mental health.
A trusted urology specialist can help diagnose PD and walk you through your options, including non-surgical treatment. Visit talkaboutpd.com.
What if your day didn't start with chaos, but calm? Hatch is built on a simple belief. Small, intentional bedtime rituals can change how you show up tomorrow. Most people try to fix their energy by doing more during the day, but real change starts the night before. Hatch Restore is a smart sleep clock designed to help you unplug and create a consistent bedtime routine. With soothing audio and gentle light, it signals your body and mind to wind down naturally. Then, in the morning, it wakes you up with a gradual sunrise instead of a jarring alarm. It is grounded in sleep science and designed to support your natural rhythm, not disrupt it. When you rest better, everything improves. Your focus, your patience, your presence. Are you ready to upgrade your sleep so your day begins with calm instead of chaos? Then it's time to try Hatch Restore. What are you waiting for? Shop Hatch Restore on Amazon this Prime Day or visit Hatch.co to learn more. That's Hatch Restore on Amazon this Prime Day or visit Hatch.co.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's a YouTube video that's still up. It's still public. It was posted on the official American Idol account 13 years ago. It's a short clip, a couple of minutes. It's a kind of quick profile piece that the show does on contestants before they audition. You've probably seen them. This one is a young worship pastor from a small town in Minnesota. He stands in front of the camera and talks about his life, talks about his music, talks about God, and he talks about his wife. I absolutely love the Lord, he says. I love my wife more than anything. She is very, very pretty. I love her. That's what's in the clip. Smiles when he says that. He's nervous and earnest and seems completely genuine, and maybe 13 years ago he was. He says music is all he knows. He says his wife nudged him to audition for American Idol. He compares her, of all people, to Carrie Underwood. He says he's just a normal person who loves to sing more than anything in the world, and he thinks he has a different sound to his voice. That man is Caleb Flynn. And that video, recorded when he was in his mid-20s, full of faith and ambition and what appears to be genuine love for the woman standing behind him, has become one of the most unsettling artifacts of the entire case, because the man who looked into a camera and called his wife very, very pretty is now charged with shooting her twice in the head while their daughter slept down the hall. Little difference in what might have been going on in that world. The comment section on that video has become something else entirely. People go back and watch it now for the audition. Before the performance, trying to read the face of a man who, according to prosecutors, allegedly killed the woman he publicly adored. Become a digital crime scene of its own. And whether you think you can see something in those old eyes or not, whether you watch that 2-minute clip and think, you spot a tell, probably says more about you than it does about him. I mean, it's 13 years ago. Did you know what you were going to be doing 13 years into the future? Could you predict anything about your future 13 years down the road other than some very basic things? I don't know that anyone was predicting most people. I mean, we're talking, you know, look at some very well-established killers out there. I think most of them could predict 13 years down the road saying, oh yeah, here's what I'm going to be like. So I take that video with very much a grain of sand. By the way, this is part two in our series about the case against Caleb Flynn, American Monster, as we're calling it. Or is he? I mean, innocent until proven guilty. So your thoughts in the comments section as we continue to work through this. Four parts in this series this week. We're going to get you up to speed on what's going on in this case as the trial looms literally just a handful of days away. The question this episode is really about isn't whether the 2-minute clip from 2013 contains clues. It's a lot bigger than that. It's the question that sits at the center of every case like this. Who was this person, actually? Not on camera, not on stage, not on LinkedIn, but in the life behind the image. And maybe you know him. Maybe you've been around this family. Maybe you have some insight. Share it with us on Substack and YouTube in the comment section. So those links, by the way, are in the description. Caleb Flynn was born in Bram, Minnesota, a town of about roughly 2,000 people, roughly an hour north of Minneapolis. His father was a pastor. Music was the family language. And according to a 2013 profile in a local Minnesota newspaper, Caleb started making noise in his parents' church practically as a toddler, always gravitating towards the piano or the drums. And by the time he was 10, he was his father's drummer in the family's traveling praise band. Like the Partridge Family. His dad later recalled that he knew there was something in Caleb when the boy was 6 years old, performing in a church Christmas program. A little kid in a shepherd costume carrying a tambourine. And people in the congregation were weeping. He was more than a musician, though. Caleb played guard on back-to-back state championship basketball teams in high school. He was an athlete. He was a performer. And from a very young age, he was someone who understood how to connect with an audience, whether that audience was a church pew or a basketball arena or eventually a television screen. I think we need to understand the word here. It's called performance. He knew how to perform. And the evidence here is in many different ways. After high school, he went to Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee, a private Christian university, to study pastoral and music ministry. That's where he met Ashley. She was from Ohio, from Tip City specifically, and she graduated a semester before him. She moved back home near her family, and he followed. And then he built a career around the thing he'd been doing since he was a child, leading people in worship through music. His first major role was at as the worship arts pastor at Living Word Church in Vandalia, Ohio. And I'm sure I destroy the name of your town. He was there from 2010 to 2015, leading worship for the congregation of about 1,500 people. Then he moved the family to Spartanburg, South Carolina, where he served as worship director at Free Chapel from 2015 to 21, 6 years in South Carolina, leading another church community, building another life. Then something shifted. In early 2021, according to his LinkedIn profile, Caleb left worship leadership entirely. Took a job at Equus Financial, a life and annuities insurance company. He was there for less than a year, January to November of 21. It's a jarring line on a resume that, up to that point, reads like a straight trajectory through ministry and music. 1 year selling insurance, and then moved into something else entirely. VP of sales at Richard D. Smith & Sons, a Tip City-based commercial flooring company and interior supplier for worship spaces. The company was owned and operated by Ashley's family. He was, in effect, working for his in-laws. a not uncommon arrangement in small town family businesses, but one that placed him inside Ashley's family's economic orbit in a way that the worship ministry roles really never had. His professional identity, his income, his daily work life, all of it now flowed through his wife's family's company. It's worth sitting in that for a moment. After more than a decade leading worship for churches across two states, Caleb Flynn's career arc brought him into his wife's family business selling commercial flooring. His LinkedIn profile, which as of this reporting still features a photo of him performing on American Idol, maps a trajectory that went from stadiums of praise to sales offices, from audience of hundreds or thousands to presumably clients and invoices and flooring samples. It's not a judgment. Career changes happen. Police pivot or people pivot for all kinds of reasons. But the distance between the man who told American Idol cameras that music was all he knew and the man working in his in-law's flooring business is part of the story, because here's what emerged after his arrest. Ashley's family retained an attorney and went to court. They filed documents seeking information on the couple's finances. And what those filings revealed added a new dimension to everything. According to court documents, Caleb Flynn was listed as the primary beneficiary. Oh, here we go. On a life insurance policy on Ashley's life. The family's filing asked for information on bank accounts, retirement accounts, real estate, cars, and other financial records. And the language in that filing was pointed. Caleb, they said, has the motive, opportunity, and means to dissipate those assets, to transfer them to third parties, or otherwise place them beyond the reach of the children and the estate. Motive, opportunity, and means. Those are the exact words filed in court by the family of the woman he is accused of killing, about the man who was supposed to be their son-in-law. Now, let's just say this, you know, because look, if you're in a relationship, if you're married, if you're in a, say, long-term relationship with somebody, it's not crazy to have a life insurance policy on yourself or on them should anything happen, especially if, you know, that would impact your means to continue living your life if something, God forbid, horrible were to happen to them. That's what I always point to in these cases, because it's the easy one to go to. Was there a life insurance policy? Yes, but I mean, come on. I mean, the odds of life insurance policies on most couples of any period of time that are remotely responsible human beings is pretty damn high. Just because it exists doesn't mean that, well, that's going to be the motive. So I'm just going to throw that out there. Does it exist? Yes. Is it a motive? Is it odd? Is it something that's super suspicious? I guess no more suspicious than, and they had a refrigerator that could possibly block a door. Yeah, there's a fridge and it did block a door. But it also doesn't necessarily point well in advance to some sort of murderous activity. In context, when it makes sense and there's a fridge blocking the door, you said the intruder came through, then it becomes part of the story. Just the refrigerator existing in the garage without that context, not so much. The family also asked the court to issue a domestic violence temporary protection order to prevent Caleb from withdrawing funds from the couple's financial accounts beyond necessary living expenses. They wanted a wall around those assets for the children. And here's the legal context that makes this all matter. Under Ohio's Slayer statute, if Caleb Flynn is convicted of Ashley's murder, he would be legally ineligible to receive any proceeds from the life insurance policies that list him as beneficiary. Those funds would instead go directly to the children. The statute also applies to inheritance under wills, trusts, and other financial instruments. It exists because the law recognizes something that common sense already tells you. You shouldn't be able to profit from killing someone. And depending on the insurance policy, quite honestly, there might be no payout at all, especially if you made it happen. The court granted the motion to share financial documents obtained during the investigation with the children's guardians. The guardian's attorney also inserted themselves into the defense's motion to seal case documents, making clear that the family intended to be an active presence in the legal proceedings, not just the criminal case, but the financial and custodial battles that are surrounding it. Because you can bet there's a lot more court cases going on here than just the trial for murder. And then there's, of course, the American Idol connection, which in the media's hands became the defining label for this case. Former American Idol contestant charged with wife's murder. It's in every headline. It's not irrelevant, but it's also not the whole story. It's also like, for 2 seconds here, I want to say this. If your entire existence is defined by your one episode or two episode appearance on American Idol 13 years ago, you got other problems. If that's like crescendo in life, and this is, I mean, yes, it's notable to the public, I guess, but if that's what you're trading on as your relevance to existence, it's kind of sad. Caleb auditioned for season 12 of American Idol in 2013. He sent a video of himself singing Lean On Me on the last day video auditions were accepted. A producer called him. He flew to Chicago. He auditioned. He got the golden ticket to Hollywood. He filmed the Road to Hollywood interview where he talked about Ashley, about God, about music. And then he was cut before the television rounds. I mean, it's pretty quick. He wasn't like he was like a big long-term contestant. He had a, you know, really we're talking probably less than 10 minutes of television time in total. He never appeared on the main show. He was a footnote, a guy who almost made it, who got close enough to stand on the stage, but not close enough to stay. He'd actually tried out once before, according to his Idol interview, and didn't make it. Past the first auditions, a second time with a video audition of Lean On Me, he broke through, but only so far. Hollywood was as far as it went. So that footage, because it's rather unspectacular, sat on YouTube for over a decade, and then in February 26, it became the most watched thing on the American Idol channel, not because of his voice, but because of what he said about his wife. Meanwhile, back in Tip City, Caleb and Ashley had built what looked from the outside like a deeply rooted life. Both served at Christian Life Center in Butler Township. He has a worship pastor. She is a member and volunteer. She taught Bible lessons at LifeWise Academy. Their daughters played in the yard. Their neighbors had nothing but good things to say about them. The public image was fairly seamless. But the arraignment shattered that image in a way that was almost theatrical in its precision. Because on March 19th, Caleb appeared in Miami County Common Pleas Court for his arraignment on the expanded indictment. Now 11 counts, including aggravated murder. He was shackled at his hands and feet, but a dozen of Ashley's family members sat in the gallery directly behind the prosecutor. Judge Stacey Wohl increased his bond from $2 million to $3.5 million, citing the severity of the aggravated murder charge, and the court issued a no-contact order. Caleb Flynn was barred from any interaction with his own daughters. The man who told his first judge, "I just want to take care of my daughters," was now legally prohibited from speaking to them, from calling them, from being in the same room. The father who, on body cam, told his mother, "The girls don't know," was now in a position where he couldn't tell them anything at all. His attorney, L. Patrick Mulligan, entered a not guilty plea on all counts. In an earlier statement, Mulligan had said he questioned the thoroughness of the investigation and objected to the high bond, arguing it denied Caleb the opportunity to attend his wife's funeral, which he called an unspeakable tragedy. There's a version of Caleb Flynn that exists on the internet forever, a young man with a guitar standing on a stage talking about how much he loves his wife and his God and his music. There's another version of the Miami County Jail, shackled, indicted on 11 counts, cut off from his children, his bond set at $3.5 million, facing the possibility of life without parole. This episode doesn't resolve the tension between those two versions. That's not its job. The trial will decide which version the evidence supports. What we're doing here is mapping the distance between the man the world saw and the man the prosecution describes and asks you to sit in that distance without rushing to fill it. Because somewhere in that gap is the truth about what happened at 932 Cunningham Court. And the next part of the story isn't about the man accused. It's about the woman who was lost. Her name is Ashley. And she deserves more than just being a case file. That's coming up next. Press subscribe so you don't miss part three in our series as we get you prepared for the trial of Caleb Flynn. Here in the coming weeks, we'll be covering it for you. This is your appetizer, if you will. So you can be fully up to date. Is he an American monster? Or did something else truly happen in that house that night? Moving a fridge isn't an impossibility. Or the way it was positioned, is it? We'll get into all that. Press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of it. We'll continue our conversation in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Imagine ending your day with intention, not exhaustion. That is the idea behind Hatch. Hatch Restore creates a calming bedtime routine with gentle light and relaxing audio that help you fall asleep naturally, then wakes you up gradually with a sunrise that feels effortless. It's designed to work with your circadian rhythm, so you wake up feeling clear, not rushed. When you rest deeply, everything improves. Shop Hatch Restore on Amazon this Prime Day or learn more at hatch.co.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Imagine ending your day with intention, not exhaustion. That is the idea behind Hatch. Hatch Restore creates a calming bedtime routine with gentle light and relaxing audio that help you fall asleep naturally, then wakes you up gradually with a sunrise that feels effortless. It's designed to work with your circadian rhythm, so you wake up feeling clear, not rushed. When you rest deeply, everything improves. Shop Hatch Restore on Amazon this Prime Day or learn more at hatch.co.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Imagine ending your day with intention, not exhaustion. That is the idea behind Hatch. Hatch Restore creates a calming bedtime routine with gentle light and relaxing audio that help you fall asleep naturally, then wakes you up gradually with a sunrise that feels effortless. It's designed to work with your circadian rhythm, so you wake up feeling clear, not rushed. When you rest deeply, everything improves. Shop Hatch Restore on Amazon this Prime Day or learn more at hatch.co.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
What if your day didn't start with chaos, but calm? Hatch is built on a simple belief. Small, intentional bedtime rituals can change how you show up tomorrow. Most people try to fix their energy by doing more during the day, but real change starts the night before. Hatch Restore is a smart sleep clock designed to help you unplug and create a consistent bedtime routine. With soothing audio and gentle light, it signals your body and mind to wind down naturally. Then, in the morning, it wakes you up with a gradual sunrise instead of a jarring alarm. It is grounded in sleep science and designed to support your natural rhythm, not disrupt it. When you rest better, everything improves. Your focus, your patience, your presence. Are you ready to upgrade your sleep so your day begins with calm instead of chaos? Then it's time to try Hatch Restore. What are you waiting for? Shop Hatch Restore on Amazon this Prime Day or visit Hatch.co to learn more. That's Hatch Restore on Amazon this Prime Day or visit Hatch.co.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Imagine ending your day with intention, not exhaustion. That is the idea behind Hatch. Hatch Restore creates a calming bedtime routine with gentle light and relaxing audio that help you fall asleep naturally, then wakes you up gradually with a sunrise that feels effortless. It's designed to work with your circadian rhythm, so you wake up feeling clear, not rushed. When you rest deeply, everything improves. Shop Hatch Restore on Amazon this Prime Day or learn more at hatch.co.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Imagine ending your day with intention, not exhaustion. That is the idea behind Hatch. Hatch Restore creates a calming bedtime routine with gentle light and relaxing audio that help you fall asleep naturally, then wakes you up gradually with a sunrise that feels effortless. It's designed to work with your circadian rhythm, so you wake up feeling clear, not rushed. When you rest deeply, everything improves. Shop Hatch Restore on Amazon this Prime Day or learn more at hatch.co.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
I'm all about keeping my ride running smooth. No stress. That's why I use Seafoam Motor Treatment. It's easy to use. Just pour it in your gas tank. Then you just drive and let it do its thing. No tools. No waiting around. None of that. Seafoam helps your engine run smoother and last longer. And it works on whatever you drive. Car, truck, tractor, lawnmower, gas, or diesel. If it's got an engine, Seafoam's got you. Millions of drivers use it every day to keep their engines running strong. Pick up a can today at your favorite auto parts store. Seafoam. Pour it in and power on.
Eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.